This is the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Bundle home and auto and save. Visit progressive.com. Now back to Anthony Pepe, broadcasting live from Radio Row in Las Vegas.
And welcome back, Diehard Nation, 97 radio stations across the country. Appreciate you listening. Special time, Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors. Those 97 radio stations. There's one in Hawaii, KGU AM FM.
Aloha.
What's up, everybody in Hawaii? Howard Balzer, can I just call you a longtime scribe? Does that work?
Yeah. You can throw broadcaster in there.
Broadcaster, also. Hall of Fame voter, the best who ever did it.
Can I keep going? Yeah. Oh, you can say best who ever did it all you want. I mean, but you know, that's funny real quick. We have to introduce our guests, but you mentioned Radio Row. I was here at the Super Bowl when it was actually one row. 10 to 12 stations.
Is that when they had leather helmets?
It wasn't quite that long ago. It was about 30 years ago.
Joining us at our makeshift studio on the Progressive Insurance guest microphone, drafted by the 49ers, sixth pick in 2006, former NFL tight end, Super Bowl champion, Vernon Davis. How are you, buddy?
Good. Good to be here.
I see you're rocking your Smirnoff gear here.
I am, and you notice the colors, right? Yeah. Hint, 49ers.
I was looking up something, and it reminded me of I just mentioned the years ago with the Radio Row, interviewing Warren Sapp at the Hall of Fame one year. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, can you believe that you were enshrined 7 years ago and how time flies? And he says to me, he says, well, I've always said this. Days drag, years fly, and decades zoom. And I was just looking up, you just in the last week celebrated birthday 4-0.
I did.
And I'm going, my goodness. Yeah, you must be going, oh, my goodness. Yeah, it flies.
And I remember, It does. I remember when you were drafted. It feels like yesterday.
It does. And it's been so many years, man. It's gone by. And just like I said, but I'm excited, you know, about the future, as we should be. You know, that's what get us going, get us out of the pit, get us excited about life. So that's great.
Talk about being a Super Bowl champ. What did that mean? I mean, obviously, Radio Row, the excitement level building up Super Bowl 58 here, and it's you inspire and try to get to that goal your whole life. What did it mean when you finally was a Super Bowl champ?
Yeah, being able to become a Super Bowl champ is like you all your life trying to just search for that moment, right? Yep. But it's hard to find. It's few and far between. You have a lot of guys like Tequila Spikes, who's here today. He can attest to that. You know, I remember him saying when we were in San Francisco that, you know, he's played for so long, but haven't had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You know, so to be able to make it and become and walk out as a champ is something that I'll take on with me for the rest of my life and a story that I can talk about for the rest of my life.
Has that become bigger in a lot of ways, being the champion, than whatever you accomplished individually, no matter how good it was in terms of guys who are on a Super Bowl team who might have been a backup as a, you know, excellent tight end in your career and accomplished some really good things. So, but does that team accomplishment outweigh that up somewhat?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, because ultimately, like, it becomes a selfless thing of you. You know, the individual goals they're amazing. You know, once you to be able to work so hard and accomplish, you know, a great deal of success individually, but it doesn't mean anything if you can't win the big one. But you can't win the big one without the other guys.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So to walk out, that ring means more than the success that I had individually, yes.
And even individually, what you accomplished statistically or whatever it was, you can't do that alone either.
No, you can't do that alone. I couldn't do it without Alex Smith. I couldn't do it without Kirk Cousins. I couldn't do it without Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler. So I give credit to those guys for being able to help contribute to the things that I've been able to accomplish.
Talk about Peyton Manning and you're lined up, ready to take a pass. And he screams out, Omaha.
Omaha! No, I'm the one you line up on the side, bro. Go out the field now. I'll throw it to you, bro.
When he screamed Omaha, it drove fans nuts. Oh, we're from New England, obviously the Peyton Manning battles with Tom Brady and all that stuff. But what was it like playing with Peyton Manning?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, watching him in the locker room just minimize himself. Great leaders, they have a great deal of awareness attached to them. Like, if you think about it, like a lot of guys, like when you have so much and you're the quarterback and everybody knows you, you're the biggest star on the team, right? So he would always give the floor to the guys who like the joke, the guys who want the attention. Yeah, that's them. That's their time to shine, right? because Peyton Manning's going to shine when it comes to game day, right? But on the field, he becomes a general. He stands out like a sore thumb. Like he's taking charge. Like DT, go over there, Vernon, stand on the side. He's a general. I mean, he's unbelievable.
Vernon, before we get to the Super Bowl, talk some more football. We got a few minutes left here. Let's talk about Smirnoff Smash Vodka Soda.
Yeah.
Sold. I'm already sold.
Smirnoff Vodka Smash is an innovative product by Smirnoff. Like innovation is when you're able to understand the world, figure out what people want, right? Smirnoff is continuing to do that. And what they're doing with this unbelievable drink is amazing. 100 calories. You know how long it takes me to burn 100 calories? It takes me 15 minutes to burn 100 calories.
Is it really a strawberry dragon fruit flavor?
Yes.
Sign me up.
Yes, but I'm all about the raspberry peach.
All right.
But I love it because of the low calories that it has, right? A lot of drinks like this are probably consumed with 400 or 500 calories. But 100 calories, I mean, like, I can burn those in 10, 15 minutes, which is great, right? But I love it. I love the innovation as they continue to grow and evolve.
And what about this Smirnoff Smash Pickleball? Please don't tell me you play pickleball, do you?
You know, now I do. Sign me up, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in.
I see everybody playing. I can't see Vernon Davis, this monster that you are, playing pickleball.
I am. I'm playing Sports World 2:30 on Saturday. The Pickle Bowl.
Bowl.
Kay Adams is my partner. We all know Kay Adams.
Yep. From
up in that, up in Adams, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. It's going to be very, very cool. I'm excited about it.
You mentioned moving.
You're going to let her win?
I'm not letting anybody win. Are you kidding me? I'm competitive as they come.
You mentioned moving forward and what's ahead, what's in the future. What is in the future for Vernon
Davis? Well, for me, my book comes out in August. My book comes out in August. Mike Singletary has done the forward. Cool. I'm excited about that. And also, I have a movie coming out with Steven Spielberg's daughter, Destry Spielberg.
Oh, wow.
On our directorial debut. It's a movie called Please Don't Feed the Children that I'm starring in.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be Michelle Dockery is one of my co-stars in that movie. So it's going to be extremely awesome. Hey, if you haven't had a chance, go back and watch my movie with Morgan Freeman, The Ritual Killer, on Hulu, Apple, and Amazon. It's actually one of the popular movies on Hulu right now, so check it out.
Is there anything you're not promoting?
Yeah, I can go on and on.
I love this. I mean, you talk about a football career, and now, boom, you're just nonstop after the football career.
Yeah, man, I got to keep
love
going.
It.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Talk about these tight ends in this game, Super Bowl 58. Kittle and Kelce, they're pretty good.
Oh, I think they're pretty good. They're really, really good. I mean, Kelce and Kittle, I mean, they both have potential to be Hall of Famers, and I'm excited to watch them and see them showcase their talent. It's going to be exciting. But, yeah, great tight ends. They do it. They do everything really, really well. I'm excited.
Talk about tight ends. Did it frustrate you when you weren't catching the pass and you just had to block? Did it bother
you?
Oh,
I remember Mike Martz. We had Mike Martz when I was in San Francisco. He loved to keep the tight ends in and blocking. But I learned something about myself. I learned how to master pass protection. I tell you that. I got really good at pass protection. And, you know, you also learn that it's not about you, it's about the team and doing whatever it takes for the team. And yeah, you always got next year. So if it doesn't happen this year, it'll happen next year for you in the passing game.
Overall, what was Mike like, the Mad Mike? And, of course, what he accomplished with the Rams?
He didn't say much. He just come in very quiet, not much to say, just about his business to see you. Oh, just he'll put the hand up like this, not say a word, just like this. He's an interesting guy.
Peyton Manning, we talked about earlier. Brock Purdy. Could he become Peyton Manning status? Could he become a Hall of Fame quarterback?
I think Brock Purdy right now, he has all the tangibles to be a wonderful quarterback. He has potential, a lot of potential. I can't really put a, you know, stamp anything with him just yet because he's so young. I need a couple more years out of him to see his consistency. It's all about consistency. If you can stay consistent, then you're on your way for some great things. Hit it into some great things, for sure.
Vernon, the music's going to play. That's going to give us like 30 seconds. Talk again quickly about this Smirnoff and why people should drink it.
I think people should drink it, one, because of the low calories. I also think they should drink it because it's very innovative. It's a great product. It looks clean. It tastes really good. And it's it was made by a wonderful company who has the number one vodka in the world, which is Smirnoff number 21. And I'm attached to it. Hey, come on. Be a part of my journey. Let's go.
I'm a little disappointed with this interview that you didn't bring us some.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to deliver you guys a case. You know what, guys? I just want you guys to – I didn't want to give you too much, right?
Fair enough.
But I got you.
Hey, Champ, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
A Super Bowl champ, former NFL tight end, Vernon Davis. One of the best who ever did it. I mean, he was a heck of a tight end. And, again, a Super Bowl champ. And, again, Howard, we need some of that Smirnoff.
Totally.
Are you hanging out with us still?
I can.
Can you hang out with me? I want you to hang out. All right. Howard Balzer hanging out with the diehards right here. Keep it right here. We'll be right back. It is Sports Map Radio Network.